I got an unusual piece of news today from the other side of the world. I have students all over the world. And my student and friend in Wales, Donald, emailed me quite a lengthy news article, which I think we need to pay close attention to. Sidney Powell's Kraken is a Department of Defense cyber warfare program that tracks systems and acquires evidence of nefarious activities. Kraken is actually a reference to the United Military project to track and intercept evidence of nefarious activities and crimes by the U.S. Deep State. The Deep State is those that are actually in control, that you don't see their names. You don't know who they are. Let's see. I mean, this is real, people. This isn't a spook story. This isn't a ghost story. This isn't 007. This is real. And it's affecting our lives greatly. President Donald Trump and U.S. military, along with the patriots of the recently established U.S. Space Command, have come into possession of election fraud and treason by deep state government forces. The U.S. intelligence agencies conducted a real-time surveillance of the Dominion voting system and the CIA, the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security, and the Chinese Communist Party were all found to be involved in election fraud. President Donald Trump's recent replacement of the U.S. Secretary of Defense with Christopher Miller, the new acting Secretary of Defense and Director of National Counterterrorism, recently requested that all U.S. military special operations forces and special intelligence units report directly to him in order to deal with enemies both inside and outside of the United States. Miller's position is consistent with President Donald Trump's attorney, Sidney Powell. Along with attorney Linwood, will use their legal position to launch an offensive against the deep state of the United States, and the Kraken is the U.S. military cyber warfare program system to track deep state government criminality, and President Donald Trump already has evidence in hand of fraud in the Air Force, Space Force, parts of the Department of Defense, and National Security Agencies, and with this will soon launch an operation against these American public enemies. The recently appointed Acting Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, Asa Cohen Wapnick, is a brilliant patriot working behind the scenes to save America from corrupt Democrats. Deep state government and foreign enemies like the Chinese Communist Party. But the leftist media cavil continues to lie to the people and cover up evidence of massive electoral fraud. This is a huge act of treason by the leftist media, which continues to make itself enemy of the people. What is happening right now in the United States of America and the world is a battle between the Great Awakening and the Great Reset, which is currently taking place and will affect the future of the United States and the free world. The decades-long communist assault on the United States has reached its climax. The allegations of massive election fraud indicate that the United States is on the brink of falling into a communist abyss. Communism is a specter that seeks to control human beings not for prosperity, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world that he doesn't exist. Many communists of the West, socialists, and those who advocate a gradual approach to socialism claim to reject the Soviet and Chinese communist models, but are actually on a path to a social structure that is in no different from the Soviet Union and the CCP. This is the case in most of the Western world. We can break through the communist specters' attempt to destruction by activity rejecting its influence, and instead of following the divine, restore our traditions and elevate morality. This is both a time of despair and hope. Due to the Western appeasement over the past decades, the communist ideology, the CCP, has spread to the heart of the West. In the current U.S. election, communist infiltration has already occurred. Here are three examples. The first is the promotion of violence and incitement and of hatred. The far left in the USA propagates the slogan, "Break down everything in order to rebuild," which is exactly the same as a communist ideology. The second is telling lies as truth and hiding the facts. For example, the New York Times and the CNN headline after the election saying that there was no fraud was a blatant lie. They reported that only a few thousand attended the Trump rally in D.C. when millions turned up. All these behaviors are very similar to CCP. The third example is masking themselves to hide their evil intentions. Through the political correctness of the Western leftists who promote equalization, but actually bring disaster to people through the legislation of drugs and the deprivation of the legal police powers, restrictions on police enforcement, and so on. These are all the steps that are carried out under the glamorous words of progressive affirmative action. This letter came to me from the other side of the world. These are, in essence, indulgences of human desires and endless deviation from the rightness and the moral standards. While fighting election fraud, President Trump's administration is continuing their fight against the most evil communist regime in existence, the Chinese Communist Party. On November the 25th, the U.S. Department of Defense issued a statement dismissing 11 of its defenses and policy board advisors, many of whom are familiar to the public as celebrities, including former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger and Madeleine Albright. The Defense Policy Board is a think tank of the United States Department of Defense, composed of former senior administration officials and foreign policy experts. The purpose of the board is to provide non-military expertise and maintain the coherence of the Pentagon's foreign policy, which played an important role in decision-making during the Iraq War. Many of the 11 people who were expelled had ties to the Chinese Communist Party. This is especially true of Henry Kissinger, who is considered to be one of the driving force behind the establishment of diplomatic relations between the USA and the Chinese Communist Party. The political forces in Washington, D.C. and he dominated had been pursuing a strategy that embraced the Chinese Communist Party, which is completely at odds with President Donald Trump's policy stance. Since 1971, he has made more than 70 visits to China, including 20 private visits in order to facilitate the entry of Western companies into China. After the fourth Tiananmen Square massacre in 1989, it lobbied the U.S. government to lift sanctions against the CCP. The pro-CCP faction in Washington, D.C., represented by Henry Kissinger, has become a huge delegation in the heart of the CCP in the United States and is in the eyes and ears of the CCP or on trade and human rights and influence the U.S. decisions on the CCP. So the Kissingers are also crocodiles in the Western Swamp. And if the Kraken is what it says it is, then it is this expulsion of Henry Kissinger is just the beginning. In addition to the CCP, there are allegedly other foreign powers involved in the election fraud, including Serbia. In 2012, when former U.S. President Barack Obama was seeking re-election, Joseph Biden went to Serbia to meet with local hackers, where he decided that the Dominion voting system would be controlled by Serbian hackers, according to a National File report in an interview with a whistleblower. Now, you know, they make all these whistleblowers and all of these what they call conspiracy theorists, like a spoof, like a ghost, like a fog. So as early as 2012, there were already using Dominion to cheat. Last Friday, November 27, Iran's chief nuclear weapons expert, Moshan Frakhisvezadeh, known as the father of the Iranian bomb, was killed in an attack near Tehran that showed the assailant blowing up Moshem's car with a bomb and then shooting at him. The Iranian government said it was clearly an assassination. Moshem's death must have had a significant impact on Iran's nuclear program. President Donald Trump's administration was still studying the option of bombing the Iranian stockpile of uranium nuclear material, and now the death of the Iranian's chief nuclear expert is practically the tantamount to bombing. So far, there's no suggestion that the assassination had anything to do with the United States. The Iranian side, instead, is putting the assassination blame on Israel, an ally of the United States. This is enough to send shivers down the spine of the CCP and those in Iran, just like the killing of senior Iranian General Qasem Soleimani by the American troops earlier this year. It turns out that the regime, no matter how strong or how rampant the clamor at this current moment, the one who does evil is the one step away from death. The one who does evil is one step away from death. I thought I would just read that to you. We're in a dramatic time in the history of this country. I don't pull any punches when I talk about political science and history. The left and the right have both been murderers, liars, cheats, and robbers. They're mass murders of millions of people sometimes. Thousands. And we have something here that is taking over America that is invisible, they hope. But maybe they're not as invisible as they think they are. As it started off, it says, Satan tries to make people think that there is no Satan, there is no devil. That's just a slur word or a slang word for evil. There is no right, there is no wrong. There is no moral, there is no immorality. It's all situation ethics, so to speak. Well, here we are, as a nation with decisions. What in the world is going to happen to us? Will this undercover agencies, will they really take over our country? I know this is going to surprise some of you, but one time they killed a president. One time they got rid of a president. This happens. Right now, what Biden has done in this campaign already is much more than what Richard Nixon did. And he had to resign. He would have been brought on charges of treason. Why aren't these charges being brought now? Why is the ABC, NBC, CBS, CNBC, and CNN covering up so much of this? Are they part of it? Are they part of it? Is this news? Is this news, or is this like it was in the Cold War? I remember 65 years ago or more, 70 years ago, 68 years ago, I came to Fish Lake Valley. And they had civil defense. You saw all these civil defense helmets on people at the time. They'd have civil defense committees and what we're going to do. And they were building bomb shelters and they were talking about how to get away from the radiation and all of this. And the threat was real. And it was a catastrophe. And they were stocking up 7 and 8, 9, 10 years of rations, sustainable food that would not deteriorate. That never happened. Thank goodness. But this has happened. It's silent. It's like a black mamba. Silent but deadly. What are we going to do? Stand our ground or be just run over like a steamroller? That's up to you. Individually, it's up to you. But I would encourage you to support your president while he's still there. And try to get to the bottom of this and don't let it be whitewashed. Whatever it takes. If you're a patriot, if you are really an American, you all know that I am American Indian. And the American government, the U.S. government, didn't do very well with dealing with us. It was a very crooked outlay. Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull one time said, as they were being shifted around, as they were being robbed, as they were being cheated, and as they were being killed. And he said, just wait a little while, people. It's going to happen to you. Here it is. This happened to us. Our Father, I pray that you take this little news article and use it for your honor and glory. As we go into Revelation, the 20th chapter, we're going to be on the same subject. And Father, thank you for all the blessings you give us. Thank you for your protection, and I pray for the protection of our president. I pray that the truth will come out and it will be blatant, strong like the rising sun, one way or the other. Father, help us to glorify you in our lives. Help us to protect our freedoms that we need to send your word out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.